For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. This segment features another chancellor from the ASU system. Dr. Robin Myers joined me for this interview from ASU Mountain Home. In this interview, I started by asking him about recent recognitions awarded to the university. Wallet Hub named ASU Mountain Home as the number one community college in the nation, as well as winning the 2017 and 2019 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence from the Aspen Institute. The Chronicle of Higher Education also listed ASU Mountain Home on the list of two-year colleges with top graduation rates. Dr. Myers comments on those recognitions.
Jonathan, we are proud of our recognition that our staff and faculty have received over the last couple of years. And I would just say, the thing that leads the most to these kinds of recognitions are their very hard work. They're diligent at their jobs. They just do a fantastic job of supporting our students. And most of the recognition that you do get, it's because your students are succeeding. They're being employed, and it's because of the faculty and staff that we have here at this college and their outstanding dedication and commitment to our students. And I think that's really, if there's a reward to be received, it's one to recognize all of them for the great work that they are doing.
Let's talk about that number one community college in the nation recognition. When did you all find out about that, and what were some of the factors that were determinant to be able to receive that award?
Ironically, our marketing director here at ASU Mountain Home received a email from her daughter-in-law, who works for a newspaper in Milwaukee. And her daughter-in-law had gotten that Wallet Hub post, I guess, before we had gotten it. We did receive it later that day, but we had people start calling us and say, "Have you looked at this? And do you realize you guys are on here and you are listed as number one?" So we pulled it up and took a look at it, and didn't know the study was underway, and didn't know it until we did receive it that day. And we received several notifications from people around the state or around the country saying congratulations, and this is great. But to your second part of the question, it was a fairly comprehensive study. It covered a large number. I believe there were 17 elements, but it really looked at your cost to your students, also how you used your money, your budget. It looked at student success factors like graduation rates, retention rates, and a number of other elements in there, and also in employment. So it really covered a broad spectrum of measures, and we were just proud that we were scoring very high in all of those various sectors, which allowed us to be, and they had a numeric ranking for all of those, and they accumulated that. And I believe there were a little over 700 schools that were studied in that study, and it did at the end our number numerical ranking was the highest. So I think it reflects very well again on the comprehensiveness of the job that all of our people are doing, because those measures were all across our campus.
Tell us a little bit, Dr. Myers, about the ASU Mountain Home campus for some people who may have not been on the campus, or a little bit. Kind of tell us about your school.
I think what I do is ask the listeners to close their eyes and envision the most beautiful Ivy League liberal arts transfer campus that they could in their mind, and if they opened their eyes and looked at ASU Mountain Home, they'd say, "That's it." It's a beautiful campus sitting on 120 rolling acres here and on the edge of Mountain Home, Arkansas. A beautiful tree-lined campus. The buildings were constructed to be reminiscent of the University of Virginia, with the red brick and the Jeffersonian architecture. Is just a beautiful setting. But what goes on inside those buildings is the most important. And we are a two-year comprehensive community college. We offer a variety of programs, a variety of technical programs, and also healthcare-related programs. Obviously, we offer the transfer degree for our students, and we do have an ASU Jonesboro Center here on our campus, and students are able to access a number of bachelor degree programs through Arkansas State University Jonesboro right here on our campus. So it's a beautiful place to study and learn, and also well equipped. Our campus is fairly new. It was built in the year 2000 and subsequent buildings since then. and just a great place to attend college and a beautiful friendly surrounding.
And with that, how do y'all work with industry that's in North Arkansas, North Central Arkansas, to be able to help get students prepared for careers? Kind of tell us about some of the industrial components there in Mountain Home and surrounding areas that you work with.
We're fortunate to have a number of very progressive industries in our region. We have a Baxter Laboratories International plant here has approximately 1,200 employees, and they are a very highly technical operation, very automated with robotics throughout their plant. And we've done a lot of work with them. We've developed an apprenticeship program in a program called Mechatronics, and that's really a synthesis of electronics computer operation controls, and it's all the automation that you can envision in a plant. It's working on and troubleshooting that automation. But that degree program is going great, and we have an apprenticeship program with them, and we've had between 50 and 70 employees from that company across the last 3 years enrolled in that program. It's a great program. We also have a lot of plastics and obviously fiberglass with our boat manufacturers and the plastics manufacturers in our region. So we're working on a number of programs for them, working directly with them on specific skill sets for their employees. And in the last 6 years or so, the advent of aluminum bass boats has come into being here in the Mountain Home area, and we have at least two manufacturers of aluminum bass boats, and so we've also developed a very intensive welding program to help prepare that workforce, because we are becoming a major manufacturer of those type of boats for the country here in Mountain Home.
Robin Myers is the Chancellor of ASU Mountain Home, who joins us here on A-State Connections on KASU. So Dr. Myers, going with that, of course, it is a big fishing area, obviously, with Lake Norfolk being around that area and that. And I think you've also had, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but several ESPN fishing tournaments and others that have been there staged right at Mountain Home. Am I correct on that?
We have had a number of fishing tournaments here in the region, and actually one of those was actually centered here on our campus. They actually did the weigh-ins here on our campus throughout the week and had a great great event. Anglers from all over the country vying for outstanding prizes, but it was a great opportunity to be connected to that industry and that great activity of fishing and all the commerce that goes with that. So we had a wonderful week of hosting those folks on our campus, and I think it was again nationally televised, as you said, through ESPN, and so it gave us some great exposure also.
And that area that you're serving seems to be an area that just as you say, with there's a lot of opportunity for growth there. And so, kind of tell us about how you all are kind of helping in that regard by way of with that opportunity of being able to grow and in that regard. Kind of tell us about that.
I think Jonathan, we just our wonderful rivers. The Buffalo River is here. The White River. Bull Shoals Lake, Norfolk Lake, just incredible, as well as the Norfolk River. We always say three rivers, two lakes, and one beautiful life, and I think that's the thing. This is such a wonderful place to live. The recreation is outstanding. If you like outdoor recreation, the people are very friendly, and we're working with our chamber. We're working with our businesses here to continue to attract people to this region, to show people what a great place it is to live and learn and also to work, and attracting new businesses to our region and helping grow these existing businesses is obviously a key component for a community college to help assist with their chamber of commerce and with their local community leadership to support all of those mechanisms and to help and keep those things growing. And I think as people come to this region and see it, even if they come as a visitor, they start trying to make plans on how they can come back and be a permanent resident here, because it is such a great place to be.
How many students do you have enrolled at the college there?
Jonathan, we have approximately 1,400 every semester. We're actually in the last day of the registration and enrollment period, and I'll have a final number sometime later today, but I expect it to be within 10 or 15 students of 1,400 on either side of that when we finish our final head count and for this fall semester.
What are the goals that you have for this academic year as you take a look at the year and that? What are some of the things that you're trying to work on and some of the goals that you have for Arkansas State University Mountain Home?
We continue to work on helping our students succeed. So we all, obviously our academic goals primarily are to support and foster students to succeed in the programs that they have chosen. We're also continuing to look at developing additional programs. We're looking at a cybersecurity program. We're also looking at some additional programs for our boat manufacturers, and we also have a new machining program that we've started this semester. So we're trying to grow and nourish those programs as well as support these existing programs and continuing to assist our students to be successful in everything they do and provide that opportunity for them to complete that program and go to work, or complete that program and transfer to another institution and achieve a bachelor's degree or whatever other professional designation that they're looking for.
Dr. Robin Myers is the Chancellor of ASU Mountain Home, joining us here on KASU. So one other question I want to ask, what are the advantages for having ASU Mountain Home as part of the Arkansas State University system? What are some of those advantages?
Jonathan, you know, we're so proud to be a part of this system. It's, you know, I think it's just a system with a great amount of integrity. I think the support we receive from all of the various schools is very beneficial to us in helping run and operate this institution, but it also is helpful to our students. They have a natural pathway. We can work in companion with our other sister two-year schools and share programs or resources, and we also have that natural pathway for them to move directly to ASU Jonesboro and achieve their next degree goal that they have. So having all that ability to work together to streamline the process for our students and to support them all the way through their degree programs, baccalaureate and or master's, I think that's what makes the ASU system affiliation and the partnership work so well.
Before I let you run, Dr. Myers, I want to thank you for your time today. Is there anything else you would like to add, please?
I would just say I do appreciate, Jonathan, the opportunity to talk about ASU Mountain Home. I think if you've not been here before, if you're ever in the Mountain Home area, you need to stop by the campus. Anyone that's listening, you're welcome to come by. We'll be glad to give you a tour. If you have an interest in our campus, please contact us. All of our information is on our website, and make a contact. Come by and see me. I'll be glad to walk you around and show you the things we have here on campus. But just want to invite people to come by and see us. And I would say I haven't had a chance to talk about it, but we have a great performing arts program, a beautiful facility, and we have many, many events here on campus throughout the year. And so hopefully the listeners will have a chance at some point to reach out and touch us and be a part of our institution here.
Dr. Robin Myers is a Chancellor of ASU Mountain Home. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU.